Lindsay's job is to read the water. It's an ever-changing task, and her ability to read those waters correctly has a big impact on those making the trip with her. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know. Lindsay Paluk grew up on the west side of New York's Adirondack Mountains. She's lived, worked, and played in these forested hills for all of her life, snowboarding in the winter, and in the summertime, a whitewater rafting guide at Adirondack Adventures.
You get a different day on the river every single day, so I really like that atmosphere of it, where it's a little bit of a change on the river every day. So just like on the mountain, you have different conditions. On the river, you have different conditions.
Lindsay is leading rafts down the Indian and Hudson Rivers, beautiful country through the Hudson River Gorge. It's a skill that has her constantly learning the waters that flow here.
You can listen to somebody tell you how to read the water, but unless you're actually looking at it and practicing it, you don't really understand of which lines that you need to take. So my first few trips out, I would go out with some of the really experienced guides. They had like 20 years on their belt on this river, and they would give me their pointers.
But learning to read the water is just one of the many things good guides must do.
In order to get your license to be a raft guide, I had to take over 100 question multiple choice test. I had to have a physician statement, so you need to go have a physical. You need to have your first aid, your CPR, a water safety course, and a minimum of 5 trips down that river.
The water flow in the Hudson will change with the seasons and with the rainfall. It makes the same river a changing river.
Well, that makes it fun, I think. So that takes the boring right out of it, because so now I'm not just doing the same monotonous thing every day. I have to be on my toes. I have to be reading the river every day that I'm out there.
There's more to the story of riding the whitewater and guiding groups through the mountains next time as we travel the countryside. In North Creek, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.